Welcome back. Welcome back to another episode of Practical Spiritual Advice by Infinite You, which is me, which is you, which is we. Let's get ready for another episode. So again, buckle up that five-point harness. My name is Harold Aho now. I am your host. I am a practical spiritual advisor and community activist in the city of San Antonio, a.k.a. the Tone, a.k.a. the Seventh Tone, a.k.a. the Crown Chakra, bringing in that higher information with a spiritual summit for the Ring of Fire solar eclipse this year. And this event will be called, or it is called, Setting the Tone. Get ready for all the magic to be unveiled to the world. To the world! Yes, this is a big deal. A lot of moving parts happening behind the scenes. And what we do here at Practical Spiritual Advice by Infinite You is tap you into the Infinite You through me, through my experiences. We dive into storytelling, states of awareness, subject matter, a lot of different esoteric and paranormal, and just it's a lot of my own life experience. A lot of it, like, it quite literally is just about 100% just my life experience. And this podcast is my way of putting my information in a database that, you know, just another access point for people to find themselves in the story and how all of this manifests into an ascension story, a new creation story that is here for us to reflect back to one another. So this episode, I want to deep dive into what it means to grid in general, right? What it means to grid something, like what is gridding something? And for me, I'm going to give you my stories, my definition, because of the work that I have done and because of the work that others have done that I now look at as reflections of myself. Did a lot of work. That is the Infinite You. So we value all data that comes in. And so anyway, gridding can be done in multiple ways. It can be done with sticks, stones, humans, intention. There's a bunch of ways that you can grid things and territories. And for me, with my method of creation, co-creation, is intention, breath, and movement. And so that's what I put into whatever I do. So the way I was introduced to gridding was after my spiritual awakening. Prior to that, the information, it probably did come across my field and it just didn't make sense. And so it didn't stick. And so that happens for people. And after my awakening and learning what it means to grid by watching others do it and hearing their stories and honoring and valuing their personal experience and in the experiences of the other people involved, it looks like there's quite a few people around the planet that have taken it upon themselves to activate, clear up, align, deactivate, you know, all the different things. Because what's going on is there is a larger energetic grid that we are connected to, and there are imprints of wars, just intentions, just thought processes that have been thrown into places through experiences in the past and recognized here in the now and seen from, you know, maybe one perspective and, you know, has a bad taste for people, or, you know, there's a lot of inner work that happens for the masses, Right. And so let's take, for instance, San Antonio, Texas. You know, people from outside looking in, they're going to think a few things. Cowboys, they're going to think Riverwalk, and they're going to think Alamo. And, or San Antonio Spurs. And, like, there's only a few, like, from the outside looking in, if you've heard of San Antonio, it's those things. Or maybe if you came here for some type of a business conference or something, there's not a lot of other draw for this city, and that it, and, you know, the Battle of the Alamo is the one that I'd like to focus on, because that's a old story. That's a played out story. That's something that's been around for a long time. It's a story of death and takeover and, you know, just a lot of things that, you know, there's movies and all kinds of stuff, right? So, and there was a battle, and there were bones that were, you know, dug up and things like that, and so there is a focus on death, and this is where my perspective in coming to grid a territory is readjusting the intentions and the focus of what the place means for myself, first of all, and then as I reflect that out and tell my story, others get to, like, you know, resonate with that and start thinking about a different way of putting an energy. Like, look, so I've done things on in this city because I watched others do it, right? Like, I go around. So let me point you to a person. I mentioned him before, and you can listen to other episodes and find him. Scavenger Hunt, some galactic hints, but find my homie Rion de Rowan. He started Team Light years ago, over a decade, and I think because of his situation and that he was in with his living situation, his opportunities, and the people that were in his life, family and otherwise, he was able to travel around the planet and go in and take crystals and organize and do things to, like, sit in a conscious state of, like, even if it's all fucking make believe and the whole thing is just our soul make believing things. And at the end of the day, it's how many of us make believe the things that make the things be alive. And so I was really rocking with it. I'm like, dude, that's some ninja warrior stuff, bro. Like, I'm in it. I'm going to hold space for him whenever he goes to these other places. And it was exciting. And I'm doing my thing on YouTube with, like, you know, certain dates are coming by, solar eclipses or lunar, whatever, all these things. And, you know, I'm like spinning energy. I'm talking. And so my YouTube channel is a lot of older videos. Don't worry, it'll be updated. And I've always said that. Watch from the beginning. It's a thing. And eventually, we'll be there. We got to. There's no other way that this happens without the message hitting, like, a mainstream. If you know what I mean, you know what I mean. So I'm watching Rion, you know, fly around everywhere and come back and tell stories and, you know, clearing old places that had death or, you know, whatever kind of imprints or maybe lost civilizations and, you know, going around the mountains in Sedona and Grand Canyon, just all these different places all over the world. And, so around 2000 and, it must have been either late 2017 or early mid 2018. Or like even fucking later, because I take this information. I'm like, all right, let's do it. When's the next date? Let's go. And so anyway, he put out a YouTube video, and he was like, yo, you can just get your homies and go around your territory and, like, you know, maybe the, I don't even know if he said, like, the four directions or something like that, but that's what I got. And I was like, yo, let me find some places in the city and, like, gather a crew. We'll have two at each location. And then what did we do? 2, 4, 6, 8, 9, 10, 11. So we had 11 people, roughly. Like one, anyway, I think it was like 10. So I chose some spaces just like Rion had said, and I positioned myself, and you know, I looked at a map. I looked at the overlying map of San Antonio, and I was planning this, this thing where I'm telling my friends, like, hey, let's, this guy said we should do this. I don't even, oh yeah. And I was like, all right, 11-11, let's grid San Antonio. And I invite y'all to come along. And, I don't even, they're like, well, what do we do? And I'm like, I don't even know yet. And, it was all like last minute. We had a meeting at the house and talked a little bit about it. And then, what came to me was like, I wanted to pick a song that we could all listen to that, just, I don't know. I just had to find one song and I don't know. It was, so the one that was picked was Desert Dwellers, Dragon's Mist, remixed by Kamenanda. And just because it has a little bit extra shit in it, right? So it's nice drops and all, stuff like that. And I'm like, all right, let's listen to a song while we stand on the four corners of San Antonio. And let me look at this map. And, if I'm downtown, okay, what's out directly there? North, south, east, west. I'm like, all right, well, I used to work right there. I know that spot. So let's start there. Okay, boom. And what's directly below that? And so I picked out the north, south, east, and west. And there wound up being places that everybody was cool, or there was no problem with being on the property at the times that I chose. And so it started to come together. So now I have a song. Now I have everybody, where the ideas for us to like, I don't even know when I came up with the idea to like kind of corkscrew your energy into Gaia, into Mother Earth from your location, right? North, south, east, west, me in the middle with two others, and there's two at each direction. And so there's, we're corkscrewing like a, we're opening up a fucking, a wine bottle with our energy bodies, right? Whether maybe with our hands or whatever, everybody's doing it their own way, but that was the idea. That's what I advised we do. I recommended let's corkscrew into Gaia. And then, after we do that for a couple minutes in the song, let's look up to the sky and the cosmos and like corkscrew, like whoop, like let's tap into, Father Sky. And after, a little bit of time, let's like sandwich that and look out and see our dreams, happy, healthy, wealthy, and well, human beings. And fruit trees and, not people working for a living and like free expression, like just all these amazing things. That's, I was like, put your dreams out there. And, so that was the advice that I gave. And, I picked out the date. And so everything was running last minute. So I was like, all right, I don't even know where to meet. Let's meet. Well, when I worked downtown at Rainforest Cafe, which is connected to like Mayan and Mesoamerican like art and shit that has freaking like alien, Kukulkan and a freaking spaceship and stuff that I would walk under like every day when I worked there. And so catty corner from that block is a parking garage. And I'm like, let's meet on the top there. And as people were showing up like 9, 10 in the morning, they're like, hey man, they're charging to park here. And I'm like, nah man, like it's only like if you're in there in and out, I'll be right there. We're gonna do this and we're gonna get out. And they're like, no, they're charging even if it's like no matter what. And I'm like, how much? And then it's like $20. I'm like, yeah man, I already came in, so, and I don't have money. And it's like, what the fuck, I gotta, okay, so now I gotta pay. So I'm like, all right, forking over money to make sure people can get out of the parking lot. And everybody made it to the top, and the, everybody got their stones, their philosopher's stones. That's the other part of this. When I started, let me backtrack here, is when I started thinking about this mission. Okay. Let me give you a little backstory too, because I was working at Viva H2O, the alkaline water store, when this information came through. So I'm actively like reaching out to people and I'm like, yo, you. And then I was laid off and then I went back to work at a restaurant, which sucked. And it's part of my story when I got the Sentimani stones, like shifted my whole world. And this mission was already in play to do this. And I'm losing my job. I'm going back to work at a place that I don't want to do that ever again. I was like, man, I don't want to be a servant. Like, not like this. I've been a servant before. Listen, I got going to Reconnection Festival. I was washing dishes in the back. But that's the kind of stuff I do. Like, that's a good kind of stuff. Good servant. Hanging out with the backstage performers and production crew and artists and stuff. It was amazing. But, this, I'm walking around with a tray serving alcohol and, Mexican food and, wasn't making money. The restaurant was like, as soon as I got there, they're like, oh yeah, this is probably going to close. And I'm like, all right, well, where do we go now from there? If I just started here and a friend of mine got me the job that I used to work with at Rainforest Cafe. That's funny. And, Katie. And then, so I was almost out of training and Eric McCool reached out to me and he said, hey, Herod, I got an opportunity for you and I'd really like to talk to you about it. And so I communicated with him and he said he is switching his focus from what he was doing for work and just for, for humanity. Everything that he's been doing for quite some time has been for the betterment of our future generations. So, I mean, you can't really call it work because I don't know how much of it he actually got like a pay. So to say that word work, someone might think that he's like, oh, he gets paid to do this and that. Not always. Sometimes it's a place to stay and food and, extra, things. So he called me up, said he's switching some focus and has access to a bunch of crystals, gems, geodes, and like some, I don't even think he had geodes, but, crystal wands and pendulums and all these cool things, that like he just had it in abundance. He just came across it and had to unload and, was able to unload enough to me without me paying anything up front with the idea that I can go and sell these for whatever the markup I chose. I had all the base numbers, which are all good prices, but I mean, obviously just getting it up front was like a whole thing to like I was making organite pendants and had vended before that at Synergy Festival and that, I didn't have a whole lot to put on a table. It was something that I wanted to do because y'all, my buddy Jeremy Yaws was doing it and I'm making pendants and people are wanting them and, I want to make them more. So it was a perfect combination of like, oh great, I don't even have to fucking finish training and I'm gonna get the fuck out of that restaurant. And immediately, like, stuff was on, like he told me about this opportunity a week before he showed up. So when he told me about it, he said to look into the Sentimani stones, the Shintamani stones, the Philosopher's Stones, whatever you want to call them. That's not moldavite. If you do your research, you're like, oh, that's moldavite, right? No, not moldavite. It's Columbianite. So anyway, you can do your own research on that. But these stones. He said, like, you gotta look into these. Like, just don't even worry about all this other stuff that I told you about, which, cool stuff, euphorolite and stuff, some rare things. Like, that was more of his specialization, was like, hey, I'm gonna bring you some more rare things so that way you're not in competition with, like, a bunch of clear quartz people and the regular stuff. And so, Sentimani Stone was like a deep dive immediately after the phone call. And I'm like lit up like a Christmas tree because I'm like, oh my gosh, amazing. Amber, check it out. Eric's coming in. He said this, that. I'm gonna quit. And so it led me to first seeing information. So the information came in waves. It's been a multidimensional experience with this Sentimani, Shintamani, Philosopher's Stone. And so at first it came in as like, oh, these stones are from Sirius. a planet or something like blew up over there or hit something else. I can't remember exactly what happened. And anyway, so it sent fragments to Earth. And where are you from? I'm from Earth. Sorry, that's an inside joke for me and Amber. So it sent fragments to Earth, and they're connected to this Sirian energy that is also which is connects to this Mayan energy, where I mean they were communicating with, like, you know, beings from supposedly Sirius that were here to assist humanity, being, you know, gods from the stars or whatever, star beings. So this Sirian energy is like in there. So that's kind of like what I was seeing. And I'm like, oh wow, like, so Sirius A and B is two stars, and then our sun or our solar system is one, but we're actually in a tri-star system where it's this elliptical orbit. And so this is the information coming in. And this is why the Banner of Peace is connected to Nicholas Rorick, who is supposedly a holder of the Sintamani Stone, the Philosopher's Stone, and was, you know, on a mission to create world peace with it. And many people were in possession of the stone throughout history. And this is the information that I'm deep diving into. And I'm like, what the fuck? Like, Hitler was chasing it down. King Solomon had it. Genghis Khan had it, and then Hitler tried to get it, and Nicholas Rorick tried to create world peace with it, you know, and then it's like, but he didn't succeed, because, you know, look at it where we're at. But holy fuck, he actually laid down some stuff for me to grab and bring this full circle. And this is why this practical spiritual advice and the Infinite You message and the connection of our stories, this is a fucking larger cycle loop system that's about to close itself, and I'm here to herald this in. It's going to come whether anybody likes it or not. I mean, it would be very nice if you want to ride the wave, you want to get crashed by it. It'd be cool if you ride the wave. You get to gather so much resources and inner chi that inspires you into a place of co-creation with the tribe and building heaven on earth to a degree that is the most tangible, practical way to get there that I can map out for you. And I got people that can do it and put it on paper now. And we're all aligned. We had a nice little get together and hang out in Austin. Went to two different places, took my guy Ricardo, and it was a thing. So we are rolling in some manifestation energies that has been laid out in a physical way with gridding and putting human beings in places that, unbeknownst to them at the time, were going to do this. So we were like, hey, we want to see this in the world. When we show up and you know, go to these four corners of San Antonio, and we spin the energy in a corkscrew into to Gaia so we can hold on to her, and we corkscrew into the cosmos so we can get that higher crown chakra information downloaded into our heart. And, like, basically that's what we do with that center and experience of, you know, sandwich it in and see it's connecting your third eye and your crown and your throat and your heart, and then grounding it into Gaia with your root, your sacral, your solar plexus, and up to your heart, and sandwich that shit in. For the most, you know, I'm not even going to get into human design and the centers and nine centers and seven chakras right now. Mass consciousness is they're rocking with seven right now. Not a lot of them understand the nine chakra or nine centered being that is of human design. So when I talk about human design, and I talk about these, this is a multi-dimensional expression. So I want to make sure I clarify that as we roll through you listening to each podcast, because there's going to be things that if you don't know and haven't talked to me on deeper conversations on where this stuff comes out, I just feel like I put it out in the ethers, and it's like, oh, you don't know that I honor both, like, where mass consciousness is in this seventh chakra system and where I'm rocking with a really nine center being converting to a 13 center being to, you know, being the all being, the I am, and the blah, 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 and all that stuff. So, you know, just we're multidimensional, many perspectives of the one, and that's what we gotta be that. That's what a multidimensional being is. So just know that you are able to dive into multiple platforms of expression without like fucking stepping all over it, right? Like I'm not, when I talk about these, bringing your fourth chakra to the seventh tone, you know, does that make sense if we're talking about a nine-centered being? No, not really. But it makes sense if we're talking about a seven-centered being and where mass consciousness rocks that more than me personally, but I honor it for what it has expressed and where it is right now. And we get to put it in our heart into the seventh position, which just even surpasses where we go from the nine chakra or nine center being to a 13 center being, a spiraled being. I don't even know what cosmic being. let's experiment and play. Like this is what this is about. This is about your soul expression on a degree of play that is harmonic. It is fun. You see yourselves in it. All yourselves see you in it. You're honored. They're honored. Everyone's walking around like, whoa, you got a story? I got a story. I'll listen to your story. You listen to my story. Whoa, our story's like, sorry to interrupt, but my story's part of your story. Like before we finish, we're like telekinesis, like telekinesis moving shit with your mind. We're lifting each other up. Telepathically communicating. We're just instantly downloading. Like, I don't want to get into the details of that. That's for another episode, right? So that's why you got to tune into all these. There's like hints where I'm like, I'll close loops on these sooner or later. Amber will help me and be like, hey, you mentioned something in episode blah, 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 and you said you were going to clean it up. Put a note to do that episode all its own later. And this is where her and I together, when we honor each other in the divine masculine and feminine and how our energies maneuver and all these beautiful things, we're complete. We're like a whole fucking, like, you know what? What do you want to, what do you need? What's going on? Like, how do you need us to do a fucking, like, change? You want to change the world? Yeah, all right. Give us about 12 years or so. I'm going to go ahead and knock that out for you. And, you know, give me, you know, that's the worldwide shift or so. And then, you know, give me a few more years, us combined, even if it doesn't look very coherent and one of us may want to leave the other one and like, doesn't look fun. And then we love each other and then we don't. And then our, you know, there's always been like love there. It's not that we haven't loved each other. It's like, you know, do I want to be in this or not kind of energy? Do I want to go through this, or am I honoring myself, or am I not honoring myself? Like, we were trying to figure out, should we be together? One wants to leave, the other was pulling the other one. The other one wants to leave, they're pulling. Like, you know, it's been this this very fun and exciting and loving and blissful. Like, I've had some of the most magical times in my entire existence, I feel, with this divine goddess. And, so Amber Ann Alvarez, you know, she's going to be with me on this. Like, she wasn't with me. She was holding it down with the children, on the last, this 11/11/18. Oh yeah. We got another mission coming up here real soon. So just, you know, I'll get more into that later, but, she didn't go and wasn't like, she was, you know, holding, you know, watching the children and holding down the household and wasn't really in her space to be in that space comfortably. And, there was some, tension right before. And, you know, one of the guys that kind of like, you know, was like, yo, you were supposed to like be, you know, I'm spiritual too. And like, that was just a whole thing. And he brought a different energy. And I was like, yo, what's going on? Like, why you want to argue right before we're about to do a gridding activation with people that you don't even know? Just, it was a weird thing. So I don't want to go, you know what? Let's go into the fucking details of that. Amber's going to be there in this next one that we have coming up here real soon. She wasn't there in this last one. Okay. Get that out of the way. 11/11/2018, we're on the top of the parking garage. Well, let me backtrack. like, I think I had gotten it was after I wasn't even with Viva H2O, and my guy reached out to me, Shadid, and Haseem, fuck, man, if you listen to this, I'm so sorry, dog. Like, I'm got a million and one things, and I'm not gonna apologize, actually, because this is funny about the thing is, when people need, you know, when there's activation that's wanting to happen, then sometimes people forget your name, and it's one of the things that is your pet peeve, because you've said it five times and you hear the person remember everyone else's name and all these things, and you're like, dude, you're not really that person you say you are. You can't remember my name. And we've had these conversations and talked about how we want to be the change. And it's just a fucking difference between him and another dude that would always come into the store, and their names, I would always fucking get them mixed up. And it's just a thing that I have, and it mixes me up, and I can't get the shit down. I can't get it down, right? So that's all that is. And, you know, he got a little not happy because I didn't invite him. I didn't think about him. And, you know, so I did invite him in last minute, and then he came in, and my friend Cree was, she showed up and, like, went straight to, like, in, you know, say what's up to, like, the people that she knew first, and went past him, and he had to call her out just because he wanted to be authentic with himself and be like, hey, I just want to make sure that, you know, I want to be authentic. I don't even know if he used that word, but he was like, I just want to tell you how I feel right now. I feel like she just, like, did this to me, and, you know, I find that a little offensive and stuff. And she's like, yo, chill out. And I feel bad because I'm like, yo, I just brought this dude in and mixed up the energies, because everybody kind of knew each other for the most part, and he came in, like, last minute. And so I mix him in the whole thing, and then in the whole activation, and he just brought this energy. And when we were done doing our spinning and all that stuff, and we're like, all right, we're you know, it's time, the song's over, you know, it was weird. I was wanting to tap in a little bit more, and Yaz was going through some stuff. I think he was in the middle of, like, separating with Susan, and, you know, just all of the things that come with, like, a whole, you know, fucking marriage and lifetime and children, and, you know, imagine all this shit going through his heart. And, you know, when we were done, homie was like, I want to let you know something, because it was like a share moment. It was like, hey, what'd you get from this? What do you feel? And he's like, hey, I want to let you know what I got is, I got judgment. We're like, yo, okay, you felt judged. And because that's kind of how he was, like, coming out with how upset he was getting with everything with me beforehand, because of, like, other little things. And so he was like, no, I judged. I judged people, and I don't want to do that. And, like, so he had his own, like, awakening and stuff like that. And we went and looked for a place to bury our Sentimani stone, because I didn't even pick out a space for downtown, because we were downtown on the top of the parking garage, and everyone else were at places where there was ground, and there were places they could actually bury the stones. And so, and you know, one of the other things too is the north side didn't have their stone. I had to go take that later, so it wasn't done at the exact same time. There was someone present at the location. I don't even think they had their person with them, and so they were I think by themselves. And so this is where the redo is, like, hey, I want to really clean this up, and we're going to do that here coming up on 519 or 520 2023 this year. And I'm trying to get 33 total beings, and we're using human design, and we're going back to the same locations except for me and Amber, and three more will be on the top of the observation deck in the Tower of Americas, while everybody else is in their location about 700 feet in the motherfucking sky. So we're just like elevating and amplifying and, hoping to have some more footage captured, pictures. And if we can get some drone footage at some of the locations, then we can do like some cool editing or whatnot. So we're redoing. She wasn't there for this last one, and she'll be here for the next one. And homie was like, this judging thing. And then we walked around, and I'm like thinking of places where the ground's necessarily not going to be so disturbed. Because, it's downtown San Antonio. So like, it's a lot of concrete, concrete asphalt and sidewalk and shit. And, any of the other stuff normally gets turned over with like shrubs and plant, flowers and stuff like that. And, so we looked at, Travis Park, and I'm like, dude, is that a fucking pyramid down there? They're like, yo, that's a fucking pyramid. And it's San Antonio. We don't have no fucking pyramids and like sacred geometry or like anything like that's like really that cool like that or goes in that direction. Not just in the middle of downtown. And so at the park, there was this pyramid thing about, I don't know, about 3.5-4 feet high, tall. And it had acorns all over the apricot seeds or some shit. I don't know what it was all over the around the edges of it. It was made out of like not concrete because it wasn't plaster maybe or something. So we buried it underneath that. And so that's where our Santa Monica, so it was underneath the pyramid. And so this next go round will be a little bit different. I don't have a space picked out. Well, we're not going to re-bury stones. I have already put stones all around the city, and I've done it in more parts than I choose to mention here at this point in time. And these things have gone places now, and there's beings walking around. Never mind. We'll go another fucking time. Y'all need to stay tuned. All right. So gritting can be done with stones or without stones. It could be done with your own holographic template. It can be done with an awareness of you and people all around the planet, in caves and mountains and deserts and oceans and waters. And I mean, gritting a territory can be done in a lot of different ways. And it's really about that intention, breath, and then movement. It's like, show up. If you got to pay for someone else's parking, show up. If you have to bring someone in new just to learn something and get some extra information at the tail end, show up. And when you see your reflection, show up for you. And then they really show up for themselves. And what we did has absolutely come back, because when we did this, let's see, that was 11/11/2018, and not until after sometime around December or early 2019 did we even start talking about solar eclipses. And if you know what my big thing is here, is this setting the tone, X marks the spot, San Antonio, with two solar eclipses that are zooming by the city within 6 months of each other. So it's like a big thing happening here. It's X marks the spot within 6 months of each other. It's like, it's a pulse. It's a bunch of humans coming to this place times two for these gatherings and this energy center that has so much history, secrets, magic, alignments, prophetic stories. And, as we dive back and forth in close loops and cycles on our own expression and experience with ourselves and with the others that are out here in this plane of existence, this holographic matrix, and we come and see ourselves and we tell our stories and close loops on our own systems as we discover new things about ourselves and like put aha moments on them and say, fuck, okay, that's why that happened. You can let go of it now. And you can take all the good and just like leave whatever you had that was negative about it and be like, oh man, way to clarify the fuck out of that. And you can let it go as a lower density memory. like rewrite the history and close loops on all these systems so you can get the fuck up and out of yourself and into your, you know, into your real self. And it's much bigger, it's much more comfortable, it's much faster pace. It's like, as far as like how you can manifest and what you manifest. So like this whole mission for me, since, you know, has been this lifetime, right? If you want to put it into that, or it's been many lifetimes. It's been a long cycle of things, and where we go from here, we don't need no roads. It's a quantum shift that happens so fast that I don't, like, I don't want, I'm not, ha 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 ha. Let's make sure we clear up our clarity. So this is going to happen really quick. It is a quickening. There's words being tossed around and you will hear them and they will describe what's going on, but they will come in ways that you need to sequence them together and have it make sense for you. A billboard, a song, a conversation with people that are not, you're not even in the conversation. You just overhear them. And so just pay attention. You know, that's free. That's free to do. You can look all around you. You can listen all around you. You can feel all around you. And look at your human design and see how you grid with others. You know, this is basically what we're doing, is we're finding out how do we, like a watch or a clock that has all these gears and all these mechanics within it that work together that keep the time. We are putting a spiral dynamics into this, you know, mechanics of that, that is more easy, and it's not a... I'm doing it all wrong. Like, I'm trying to do like what a clock does. Man, I'm bad at this. Like, it's a clocking. Where we're going is like, it's like a wispy spiral dynamic of an expression of your soul in, still in a physical suit. And you're going to meet a lot of your people that have transitioned back in physical suits again, remembering where they just came from and already waiting for you. In another suit, maybe a very similar suit, maybe something different. I don't know. That's maybe for whatever soul contracts are, you know, ready to play out, but they're going to come back and they're going to remember, or they're going to like be in the spiritual. And as you are able to connect to that, you get to see them also in those higher realms. And, so there's a lot of, lifting of the veils that happen when you really put your complete awareness as a quantum connected being, that it just comes from your heart, because your soul mission is to take care of your heart, and you have put your pieces of your heart into your children, into your loved ones, and you really want to protect your heart. And It's a very cool thing to do on a soul expression, to come into this plane of existence that's so dense and find a lot of other souls that are also looking to find how to protect their heart and their future creations or their current creations that are in this plane of existence with them. And they just are not allowing the connection to the heart to feel the safe space to create the space that's safe. And I'm doing a really good job of keeping my emotions in check, y'all. I'm like, I feel like the urge of like, you could cry right now if you want to. And it's like, no, not need to. I'm in storytelling mode and let's keep it going. And I have a lot of energy in motion that I'm able to express in all different ways. And sometimes I look back and I'm like, wow, I don't get the feeling that I got when I was in it. And I'm hoping that comes out through the videos. And I get confirmation where people are like, yo, I was feeling that whole thing. All this stuff. And so, you know, and then there's times like this where I can like really just, let's dial in on a message here. And, you know, the message is that you are about to really shift. And the information that I gave you with being able to go to a territory with your friends, with or without crystals, but bringing your intention, your breath, and your movement. You can dance there. You can do whatever you desire. You can even go just to the center and emanate out as a collective soul being, soul beam, right? All of y'all put your hearts together, push them into the center, and like blast it out like a big toroidal field, and everything that toroidal field that's inside of it is connected to your heart space and your intentions, and you dream together. Like, get your people all connected in the same dream. Let everybody speak. You know, that's the thing. Maybe pass around a selenite and be like, hey, who has a selenite stick? You're in control of speaking right now. Put it at your throat. Let it come out nice and clean. All right, cool. Not carrying anybody's bullshit with you. And it's not even about that. Like, this is, you know, we have tools all around us. We're connected to them. We are nature. We are crystals. We are the whole fucking thing as an expression in the matrix of tones and vibrations, time and space, as it connects to, you know, the heart, the center of you. And that's where that starts to project out. And it, right from the center, it starts as a physical thing, and it resonates out as, you know, energy and motion thing, and then more in a quantum thing. And, you know, so anyway, it's really cool, right? Really, really cool. And you can be the grid. And then you can walk around when you get to a point of like, you don't have to go to territory. But I will tell you, that shit paid off in spades. Desert Dwellers, the song and the group that I had, that I picked out, that I don't know why I picked out. And I listened to it like more than enough times that before I got to the time where we're going to move energy on the day of, I was like, man, it feels like, did I play this? Did I listen to it too many times? And I'm like, oh man, now I don't feel it as much. You know, when you hear that song for the first time, like, yo, what the fuck is this? Like, yo, drop it. And I wasn't feeling it like that by the time we got to the day of, but there were a lot of synchronicities. Like, the, you know, I can't remember exactly how long before 11/11/2018 did I pick the song and the and everything, but it must have been a week or two. And then it was, the song is Dragon's Mist, and it was misting that day, right? Like, and then when we were up on the top of the parking garage and we did our ohms, y'all was like, hey, we should do like 3 ohms. Let's do 3 ohms right here. And it's like, fuck yeah, I'll do 3 ohms. And so we did that, and then right after that, it was like kind of awkward, like, do we leave now? And then there was a thunder that just came out of nowhere. There was no lightning. There was just like, and it was like, all right, I guess that's like ready break. And so it was like, all right, everybody get to their spot now. And they all took off, and they got there by 11:11, and they pressed play, and everybody did what they did. And, you know, within a year, Jeremy Yaws and Amber, myself, and Tanya Drummond, and Jason Hahn and his wife, and there was just like, there was a whole bunch of tribe in the house for Nako Bear in Austin at Emo's. And Yaws introduces me to Jason Hahn, and now we're talking about an event in San Antonio where Desert Dwellers is headlining at the place where I did a free guided meditation at the Sunken or Japanese Tea Garden for about a year and a half every Sunday, and would, you know, often have these dreams of doing a meditation or workshop of some type at that location. And here I am talking to a guy that is producing this event and has the people that are like, if they like, that didn't happen because of COVID, but had that gone down, I bet I would have heard the, come, you know, Dragon's Mist. And it would have been like, what? Like, yo, we manifested, like, Desert Dwellers is here, like, we did it. And, you know, that was, I didn't know. I picked a song because I wanted us to be able to tune in to, like, this timing, like, 11:11, press play, boom, all right. And, you know, if I was, like, someone that was brilliant to coordination, I'd be like, all right, at this time we switch the energy to this. And we could do that now with this next activation and be a little bit more dialed in on these things. And that's the plan. And I saw what doing this, I don't want to say half-assed thing, but it was definitely a rough draft. Doing a rough draft activation with Sentimani Stones and the people that I chose and everything, it manifested Desert Dwellers and this whole thing. So obviously, like I said, that didn't actually happen, but what happened right after we did the activation was the 12/21/2018, sending the Sentimani Stones to Guatemala to, actually what happened was they were tossed into the fire pit at Tikal with Mayan elders praying around this fire and, this whole like ceremony thing. And it was so much stuff that happened from that. That's its own tale. Because it's soon to come full circle, and it already has from multiple dimensions, and there's still more to be had with that. I know, I feel it, and so they were tossed in this fire pit, and this conversation got going about, hey, everybody was gonna try to go to that event, the whole bunch of the tribe and stuff, and Miguel, not too long after 12/21/2018, reached out to the, on Facebook and was like, hey, I'm going to Patagonia for 2020 solar eclipse. Who's coming with? And immediately I'm like, shit, like, I don't think I can go, like, children, this, that, the other, don't got no passport. And so it was a definite, like, it was a no-go for me. And so it guided me to do a little research and say, well, shit, when's one coming through the U.S.? And then I see like two separate solar eclipses coming through Texas. I'm like, shit, what the fuck is that about? Man, that looks like it makes an X. Man, one of those for sure goes over San Antonio. When is this? And it's like 10/14/23. And I'm looking at the other one and I'm like, man, like this looks fucking, this is dope. Okay. Like there's something. Revisit this. Keep it in the back burner. I did a little, not even much of a deep dive in that, but that's like a state of awareness, right? And so this world shut down in 2020, potentially led to being invited on 7/14/2020 to Kerrville, Texas, to lead a CE5 meditation that led to the solar eclipse map that I have posted all over my social media and my website, infinityu.info. We're going to have another site open up here real soon specifically for settingthetoneevent.com, which will be all about the artist and what we're doing with this event specifically, not with products and other services that I have and stuff. I don't want to cloud it up with that. This is a big event, and so it needs its own space. It needs an interactive space for you guys to go ahead and like put your dreams in there and do a lot of, we're going to make it very interactive and very, very nice. So I've got a team that's formulating right now that is like, oh my gosh, this team is like the dream team. They've worked with big companies, organizations, and like, yo, we don't need to do that anymore. Let's bring this to the small, like people that are conscious, awake. And like, so we got a dream team right now. And so we got you, humanity, everyone that listens to this in the future and in the past, right? If people listen to this in the past, what? Okay. So the dreams, and I don't know where I left off at, but the dreams are being manifested with these philosopher stones and using them in a certain way. So if you want to pick up one, we got to do a whole dream shifting. I need to know what your dreams are about. Do they include where we're going? Do you know where we're going? Do you know the opportunities and what you can manifest? And because sometimes people are coming up and they're like, man, yeah, like, in like 10 years, I think I could be, if I could do that, that'd be cool. In 5 years, I wish if I could do that. And like some are even like 2 years. And I'm like, dude, I need you now with that. you're about to manifest that like in 2 months. You want to do it right now? Go with, roll with me on this thing and we're there. I can get you there like within a year for a fucking fact. I can get a lot of people to their dreams like in it, like where it's tangible, practical in a year. Come meet me in San Antonio. Come, you know, join the movement. Let you fit in where you know, and we've got plenty of room. There's plenty of stuff that's going to go around that there's your dreams and I'll get them. We just got to do the dream shifting. And so your own philosopher's stones and ways to like grid places, just reach out and, connect and we'll find ways of, accomplishing that. And, you can grid your own territory is basically what I want to get at. Get your own team. Share your dreams. Let them know what's going on. Be transparent. Who's going to be the leader? Find out who your leader is. You know, not necessarily like the leader that like, hey, oh, follow me. And there's one leader and there's your underlings and all that. No, like find that person that just has the heart and then follows through with the action and then follows through with the breath. You know, like, hey, I am a fantastic leader. And when I got the right team around me, I do a very good job of edifying and getting them in the process of doing their thing. If they just allow me to do that, I want to put everyone in a place that they feel they're most adequate and their gifts are the most abundant and free flowing. And this is where we've got to come together. The setting the tone is literally setting the tone for humanity where we go to next. You want to be a part of it. You want to get crashed by it. It ain't going to look that fun when you're getting crashed by it. You're going to be, you know, in a sense, that's aka that would look like a muggle, a zombie that just got hit with the wave of consciousness and has a psychosis that they may go through for a short bout. And you're going to have a bunch of healers like fucking really scrambling to get you taken care of. It don't have to be that way at all. You can actually get yourself to a state of consciousness here in the now. And when the wave comes through, it's not going to hit you. You're going to be on your energetic surfboard already, or you've built your house on stilts, or, you know, you will be absolutely prepared. You'll have your loved ones there with you. And that, I mean, can you imagine if you knew the date of a solar flash that will send people into a state of psychosis or epileptic seizures because of the light that hits their heart and elevates it to the crown chakra. And because they haven't like done the work in their diet or their state of awareness or how cool they fucking are, like all those things, you're going to get hit. And, you know, depending on who's around you and whatever, it's going to be a different experience for everyone. And they're all going to be the same, but different. And we're going to tell the stories of what the fuck happened to you during that solar flash that happened on 11/9. I'm telling you, folks, I got the hints. And, you know, if it doesn't happen on that date, I know for a fact that date will be a cosmic conscious state of coherent awareness that comes as a reverb of the 9/11 experience that the collective matrix had that sent a fucking quantum computer into a state of frenzy of analyzing and seeing that there's a thing that happens when everybody collectively says, what the fuck? And so there will be a thing after we set the tone in San Antonio that'll be like, wow, now I get it. Like closing cycles and loops by everybody telling their story. So meet me in San Antonio. Don't be scared to come out. Don't be like, oh, he's doing his thing. If I made it free for you and had you with a ton of fun and you just came and expressed your heart and like, you know, money wasn't a thing by the time we got to the point. You know, you can be like, well, I work and I haven't put the time off because me and the kids are going to go on vacation in 2024. So we really didn't schedule anything for 2023 and blah, 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 blah. Excuses, excuses, excuses. This gritting the tone, you want to know what the Ring of Fire eclipse is? It's a collective gritting of San Antonio once again. So we're going to do this here on 5/19 or 5/20 of right this year. It's the beginning of a galactic activation portal date run of 10 days. And so we'll do something on the beginning and at the end of this run. And then we have a collective coming to the tone where everybody puts their heart here and witnesses and sees and speaks the dream and experiences the dream throughout the entire city and the surrounding area in a mass, like meditation, conscious movement, like all these things. Come on now. You didn't think I was sleeping on y'all? I've been awake at the wheel the whole time. Even when I did crash the fuck out. We didn't crash, did we? We are here now. And, you know, we got to right this ship collectively. It's like it's only going to go the direction that we all go lean towards. And we all got to lean like a little teeter-totter in the direction that we want to go. And if you want to go towards regenerative living where your food grows abundantly everywhere and it's clean, it's just food until it becomes like the light source that you know it is. And then you look up at the sun and you're like, oh, can I breathe you? Can I like look at you like that on a certain time? And like, you know, and then you're this breatharian because, you know, you don't even need water. Like there's water in the air. And so when we get to this clean experience of like total awareness of how we interact with the world around us, you'll become lighter. You'll be less dense, and it'll be a process as we become less dense with our thoughts and our expression and the way we live and maneuver ourselves and see each other, then it'll be a set programming that allows our children and on a state of awareness with this 2027 human design prophecy and the mutation is I'm going to get everyone to a state of conscious awareness that when they have children after that date, those children are going to be different. It'll be different. It'll just be different. Imagine your baseline frequency if you came with a state of awareness that was where your parent, like where, dude, I'm telling you, I'm writing a book right now and I got to actually get off this podcast so I can get to writing another chapter and put more information in this because now I'm certainly inspired by myself. Because of where we're going, the baseline frequency of your children is where they are going to be at, and then you're gonna allow whatever ladder, a longer ladder, a shorter ladder, or whatever you want to like quantumly envision here, to get to a place that we're all going anyway, which is the complete awareness of the I Am presence and how we're all intergalactically connected and stuff like that, and you'll look back at what it took for you to get to the place where you are, and you'll see that it actually coincides with where your parents were, or parent, it could be, you know, that's still being discovered with this, because I know where I was, and me and Amber, she can look back at where she was, and so there's a thing there, right? But you can see where your state of awareness was whenever you conceive your children, how it plays out in the person that they are, that their experiences and how they get to the state of awareness of, you know, their self and all selves. And that's the biggest thing that I can offer as we set the tone for humanity, as we mutate into a thing of like our baseline frequency is going to be a state of awareness. Come on, man. If you can't rock with that, then you need to be pimp slap. What? Backhanded. Wake up. All right. So I hope you now really understand what gridding is when you are the matrix. You are the thing that carries the coherent vibrational or frequency oscillation, you know, within the all because it's a fractalized system. This is a fractalized system. The soul is in a fractal. Like every part of the whole is within each part. Like you cut one snippet out of a hologram and it contains all of the parts of the big thing, that was the whole. It just went smaller into a smaller piece. And so let's have fun. Let's be inspired. And with that, I want you to love always in all ways. Peace.